While they tell many stories about their wonderful experiences, the names are Martin and Cyril, and here are some stories about them. One, Cyril was cooking, and a fisherman said water, but Cyril ignored, and then there was a swoosh, and Cyril was nearly swept away. But he was saved.
Those sailing days and fishing ways, fishing from morning till night, the dangers are no longer a fright.
What did it feel like to go on your first fishing trip?
First trip, I went from galley boy. I got all my sea gear, my dad bought me wet gear and my boots, my thigh boots, a hat, a lot, you know what I mean? And we shot away all the gear, we got the gear ready for fishing. The trawl and everything went over the side. And the skipper said, I want everybody to go along the handrail on the ship. And there was pieces of rope stuck where we tied the trawl, you know what I mean? Bundled it all up, well, we had to let it all go. So when the deck went over, the skipper said, everybody along the rail, and we wanted to chop all the flashings off. And somebody all of a sudden shouted, water! And I never knew what that meant. And I looked round, I was still chopping, and everybody had vanished. It was all hanging on monkey bars under the bridge. It was hanging on ladders. And I was still there, and he's waving at us. And I went about 15, 20 metres nearly, over the side of the ship. The ship rolled, and it was filling the water at the back end. I was face down with all the oil frocks on, my boots was filling with water, I can't swim, and it was at Iceland in a gale. And all of a sudden, a very good friend of mine, he knows him, he jumped down off the boat deck, where the lifeboats were. He jumped down, he didn't go on the ladder, he swung. And he got me and he saved me just before I went over the rail. I see all my life flash before me at 15 year old.
When Cyril got washed over, when these big waves were coming towards him, the total silence, and then all of a sudden a noise comes on him. As the wave breaks, makes a tremendous noise.
Like dinner and everyone was like banging the biscuits and all the worms kept coming out.
Tap them on the table because there's worms in there. We never had that many trolls. Well, that's where the sea biscuit or taking the biscuit comes from.
I get forced to eat biscuits when seasick.
Hunger, hunger, no, no, why?
What is the longest time you've been on a ship for?
21 days, maybe 24. We used to sleep 6 hours. It's very dangerous. We wake up at night and day all the time, 24 hours a day.
I've done the 4 or 5 weeks at sea. And I've also been in the Merchant Navy as well, so I was 4 months on one boat.
How many fish have you caught?
Millions and millions.
Fishing £1 for every one.
I was fishing 33 years.
It smells like sweaty socks back to the docks.
No sprouts, just a giant trawl.
What was your favourite fish?
Being from Grimsby, we'll say haddock.
It was John Dory, but it's like the haddock because it has the footprint on it.
And Jesus is supposed to pick one up when he was a fisherman. You know when he recruited disciples and was off? And the cast of nets, all that, you must know with religion. And the fish he picked up was a haddock, and he reckon it's his thumbprint on the nape of the haddock's neck.
What did you like?
Mainly the engines. The engines on the fishing boats are very loud because they're very big and very powerful.
The most frightening was when the bobbins dropped in, the big weights, to all the trawl on the bottom, and the doors, the otter board, when that dropped on the deck, it really did that.
In the days of sails, the ships caught whales.
In the day of the sails, they caught whales.
The sailing days went where the fishes await.
Bang bang gear.
Bang bang gear, it's very loud. The bang bang gear on the watch.
Have you ever heard the horn being blown on the watch?
Yeah.
Now that is pretty loud, I think, doesn't it? So there's another loud
thing. Blow them horns as well at sea. The danger.
Ratfish, catfish, dogfish and flatfish.
Corn, haddock, ratfish.
Ratfish, catfish and flatfish.
Catfish, dogfish, flatfish.
Rare fish, common fish, strong fish, haddock fish.
Halibut, plaice and sole.
How did you feel in the most dangerous situation at sea?
being at sea is dangerous all the time, and you get used to the dangerous conditions, so there's not really one element that makes it more dangerous, because if you're aware of everything that's going on, where your friends are, the noises and the sea conditions, you learn to cope with danger. Danger never goes away from you.
Dangerous is here, show no fear. Persistent and brave, they make it for life.
If I fall off the ship, will I survive or will I die?
The sea demons, crashing waves, hurling winds, and dangers below.
As the hurling sounds come from below, and the she, the royal boat, rattles, oh, 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 oh.
Silence, then bang. Will I survive? Sometimes the greatest achievements come from the small tasks.
Millions and trillions of orders passes.
Too many to count.
Man overboard, all to survive.
Padlock, faulty on the net.
Cast the net, dish away.
Golden Hour, the men sail the boat. Oh no. Help, silence, crash. They hold onto the boat for dear life. Splash. Oh no. God, please help him. Will he ever survive?
In the Cod Wars, SOS.
Man overboard, I might be next.
You don't know what can happen next.
I had the fish on the dish and it tasted delicious.
Had it, the biggest fish. Let's make sure it stays in the dish after they fish.
Help, help, the ship's going down. Let's hope we all get found before we float out of bounds.
The Ross Revenge is the biggest ship, but deep below is the most dangerous fish.
The bassin shark, known to die by the shark's teeth like a chainsaw.
Man overboard, join the Cod Wars, not the best time to think of a rhyme. Caught millions, maybe trillions, not the best time to think of a rhyme. Blowing the horn, wow, what a noise, not the best time to think of a rhyme. Great sense of achievement, you're gonna need it, not the best time to think of a rhyme.
Damn, because accidents happen at sea and you can easily slip over, hit yourself, or even fall over the same side of the ship.
But you learn to accept that it's there, you respect it, and then you finish up being safe, and your friends as well. You're always old friends, aren't we, on the trawlers and things. We're always friends in case someone got into a little bit of trouble, then your friend would perhaps be able to help you, or vice versa. So the danger level was controlled.
The danger level's controlled.
Walking to the Ross, a seagull moans nearby. The air is fresh and full of salt, our lives are on the line. At first there was a great sense of achievement, but then we realised the danger that lies below. Scared but brave, we walked on, surrounded by the cheering. You can do it, one more step, hip hip hooray, we reached it.